When you're ready, sir.
Good morning. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Alessandro Carrillo, ABC number 295936. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Pharmacy. Present are our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Carrillo is 50 years old, currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor, Class 3 felony, and a dangerous crime against children. Note, the victim was 12 years old. He was approximately 50 years old. Pardon me, I want to make a quick correction here in a moment. In my notes, I think I got ahead of myself in the preparation. I meant to say that he is 55 years old. He was approximately 50 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on October 28, 2014. He is asking for a 5-year reduction of his prison sentence. He has an earned release credit date of May 15, 2023. Should commutation be granted, his release date would be January 30, 2019, thus making his supervised release immediate. He has a prior criminal history which includes burglary, marijuana possession, felony DWI, and contributing to minors. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. On November 30th, 2013, Alessandro Carrillo was arrested for allegedly making inappropriate sexual advances towards his 11-year-old niece. Later that day, as police investigation of the case continued, Stephanie Carrillo, the mother of the victim, and Michelle Palmer, who was Mr. Carrillo's former stepdaughter, each came forward alleging incidents of sexual behavior directed against him by Mr. Carrillo many years ago. In question about the incidents involving Stephanie Carrillo and Michelle Palmer, Mr. Carrillo made a partial admission of some of the incidents, yet denied others. And again, that's just a short summary. The purpose of Mr. Carrillo's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he cooperated with police, that he was promised probation by his defense counsel, that he unsuccessfully attempted to withdraw his plea with no consideration from the courts, that he's remorseful for his actions, and that according to his psychological assessment, he has a low risk to reoffend. He has received limited programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections with no sex offender treatment at this stage of his rehabilitation. To his credit, he has no history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He stated he has the support of his wife, but he has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Carrillo's 10-year prison term is excessive, he received a presumptive sentence with a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of 15 years. I recognize that Mr. Carrillo tried to appeal his conviction to the courts, but considering the trauma he caused to his 12-year-old victim and the fact that he received the presumptive sentence, I personally do not find his prison term excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Alessandro Carrillo, ADC number 295936. The motion is not to pass to phase two. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Dr. Wright. The Honorable Mr. Johnson.
No,
he can't vote.
He can't.
Oh, pardon me. I'll strike that. Sorry, the Honorable. For the record, Mr. Johnson was not in the room when I began the hearing. We'll strike that. available, Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This will conclude our hearing, and I would like to thank my colleagues.